sector.
Rail is life, and we want to bring it back. When rail used to be part of Ministry of Transport, the minister had to deal with the ports, aviation, and all that. Now we are focused on rail. The president has been clear. He says, look, go and sit on railways. We are three ministers. You don't have any other option. You have to make sure the lines work. So we are making sure that we put in place all the regulatory institutions that can help. For instance, an independent regulator will help us. Compliance issues. If you look at what happened with the accident at Achimota Station, the first question you ask yourself, has somebody been working on the lines? What is happening to the culture of maintenance? There's no regulator. Nobody's checking it. So the regulator, as we have now, is also the developer. That is why we have GRDA, Ghana Railway Development. So how do you put a regulator and the developer together? You have to separate them and make sure the regulator is independent. If you want people to invest in the lines as operators, at the moment we have just one operator, Ghana Railway Company Limited, 100% owned by government, only operator on the lines. We are looking at more operators coming in to ply the routes. The act has to be repealed. The minister is bent on repealing the act 779. So I will say that the challenges are surmountable.
It's not a basket case.
We are looking at it. We can do it. The private sector is very welcome. When you compare our situation with other countries, we left it to die and we slept over it. If I've looked at Japan, I've looked at the Japanese model and all that, they got their line just around the same time we got ours. But we left ours to die, so we have to just revive it. If you look at the contribution that rail plays in countries like India, which is the largest employer in India, in the world, is just next to the Russian army.
Yeah.
It employs so many people, it's unbelievable. It's a sector that we look at it carefully. It employs so many people. You can create a lot of estates around the terminals. You can create businesses. So it's the rail culture mustn't die. If you go to Kojokrom today and you see people waiting for the rail to go to, it's very encouraging. And for us, it means that if we work on the other lines, for instance, at the moment we're doing Tema to Akosombo.
Has it started?
It started. 84 kilometers of rail. So rail can change things. It's going to change things, given the way we're going.
A marketing consultant, Yao Che, said government should move a step ahead by investing in high-speed trains.
We really haven't done much. And I would say this because I try to travel a lot. And every time I go out, I try to use the rail. I feel that tying the rail into our economic development is great. If you have high-speed rail system, you know, you're tying it into the towns that you're going to have these factories at, the towns that you're going to have these warehouses at. Accra is not going to be congested because somebody can work in, let's just say, Kumasi and lives in Accra. And if it's 2 hours, thinking, I mean, just between Accra and Tema alone, if you put a high-speed rail there, you know, how many people are going to join it? Because, I mean, like the way my honorable minister is dressed, do you think he wants to go into a trotro? But he'll go into a rail, which is 30 minutes, charging more money than the trotro, safer, and it gets you there. And then, you know, apart from all of that, we are looking at, you know, doing, there's buffer stop. The government is looking at doing a lot of development, trying to get factories, warehouses, buffer stocks, all of those things. We need to link these things. How are we going to link it? I mean, our roads are not, I mean, I don't even give it great C. You know, if you travel from Accra to Tamale, you know, it's not as good. Roads are small. You know, our trucks that travel with these things are too big. Why don't we divert these things on the rail? You know, so, I mean, yes, if the president has invested 500 million?
No,
it's great. Honestly, we need private sector investment. We need foreign investors who are ready, but they also want to see that this vision will be carried on.
Those were panelists on GBC's Current Affairs program. Talking Points would discuss the state of Ghana's railway sector.